learned it, you might ask, well, now who
taught you?
Mm-hmm. Or have you ever heard of children who go around telling on other children?
Mm-hmm. Tattletale.
Does tattle and gossip, is that the same thing, or is there a difference?
No, I don't think so. I think there's a difference. I think gossip is something that older people do to, you know, something they've heard.
I see. Kind of, just to be nasty,
mm-hmm.
or try to spread rumors or something.
Mm-hmm.
What about these things that, you know, people grow in gardens and they cut them and put in vases? You can say, have a lot of pretty
flowers.
Or these things that children play with. You say a child has a lot of different
toys. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Play pretties.
What about, if I have something that you need right now, you'd say, give me that now.
Mm-hmm. Give me.
Or I might say, well, yesterday I gave it to you.
Yeah, I gave it to you.
Or what about, you might say, well, I'm sure I'm glad I brought my umbrella along. We hadn't got a blocker for it.
Rain. Mm-hmm.
Or if somebody's in a hurry to get somewhere, you might not just walk there, you might start
running.
Mm-hmm. Or, say if the highway department had all working on the road somewhere, they had the machinery out there, you might tell somebody, well, you can't get through out there because they've got the machines out there and the road's all
messed up or blocked.
What about to say if a man gave a woman a bracelet for a gift and she's just sitting there looking at it, he might tell her, well, just sit down, look at it, go ahead.
Put it on. Mm-hmm.
Or say if you were sitting on a sofa with somebody and all of a sudden you had an open mouth. And all of a sudden your friend said, what'd you say? And I say, I said.
See, you're crazy, you hear things.
I thought you said
something. I have a friend that works at the telephone company. She's still working up there, and she's just so meek. We call her Meeky Mouse, and she never says a thing. And she'll go with us, you know. And she'll just be sitting in the car, and everybody will be talking. I'll turn around, and look at her, and I say, "Shut up, Ruth." She hadn't said, "Yeah." She'll just grin.
What about if somebody tells you something that just really surprises you? You might say, well, I never heard of it.
Never heard of that. That shocks me. Learn something every day.
You ever heard people say, never heard of such thing?
Mm-hmm.
What about, you know, if somebody asks you how long you've lived here in Fort Smith, you might say, me? Well, I've
born here.
In other words, always.
Mm-hmm.
Or say, talk about riding a horse, you might say, well, I got thrown once and I've been scared of horses ever.
Since. Mm-hmm. We was talking about horses yesterday. I was going to tell you, when I was a kid, I was riding a horse, and I guess I was about 12, maybe 13. Anyway, and we didn't have a saddle on tight, the band, you know. We didn't have it fast and tight, and we was running a race, a bunch of us running. And my saddle come loose, you know, and just hung around here on the side of the horse, and I was holding on to it, and just my foot just hitting the ground. He's going, and he went till he caught up those other horses too.
Great.
And there I was, just flopping.
Quite right.
Yeah.
What about, say, talking about somebody who, I might have broken a window, you might say, well, it wasn't an accident, he did it
deliberately or on purpose.
Well, what about if somebody's trying to find out some information, you might say, well, I don't know about that. Why don't you go
ask them?
And he might say, oh, yeah, well, him yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Ask him yesterday.
Or sometimes when boys get irritated with each other.